Welcome back to the Jesse Freeze Show, brought to you by www.insidernj.com. Online news for political insiders in New Jersey.
Welcome back. We're talking to Lori Seckler, author of the powerful book, The M-Word, The Money Talk, and How to Talk to Family on Wills, Inheritance, Life Transitions, and More. Lori, before we leave this, what does happen to the child that is so angry that she contests the will? It drains the assets and the lawyers benefit, and the people are left not getting their inheritance.
Yeah, that definitely happens. We all see it. We've witnessed not only the financial harm, but the emotional distraught. And that conflict will pass through multiple generations. You'll see families break down, not just the children, but the grandchildren and potentially the great-grandchildren. So I can't stress enough, if you want to avoid that kind of situation, then you need to have plenty of conversations, try and resolve whatever differences or conflicts exist in the family around the estate. Really try and resolve those before the final showing of the will, because the whole point of my engaging in this topic is to help avoid that. And yes, if there's not enough conversation, there's going to be a breakdown in trust and communication and a loss of family harmony and money. It's very common, and we want to avoid that.
Yes, absolutely. Lori, I'm going to change subjects a little bit. Did your interest in writing this book, one of its kind, on engaging tough money conversations with family members, come as a result of your own experience of extended families? Your father was a prominent urologist. You had a comfortable childhood. You graduated from college with distinction and was finishing up your master's at age 24 when everything suddenly changed in your life. Will you share this with us?
You read my book.
Oh, I certainly did. And I certainly am benefiting a lot out of it.
Oh, I'm thrilled. So yeah, my personal story is part of the reason I entered into this profession and ended up getting interested in the topic around money talks and developing this concept. And of course, this is my third book. So yes, so in my family, money was a taboo. My father was a member of the Greatest Generation. He served in World War II. He was a valiant, an honorable person, but he was afraid to talk about money. And it was never discussed in our family, except for, how is he going to keep up with all the expenses with, four kids. And when my mom passed away at the age of 49, it was still not, it was tragic for all of us, right? Mm. And so what I learned pretty quickly is, well, let me put it this way. My dad had good advisors. His will was probated. He, with my stepmother's urging, he was married to her for 30 years. They had a wonderful marriage. He was able to create an equitable distribution. And as a result, the family is very much intact. But what I've learned along the way through my life is that the messages we get as children have been passed down through generations. And these are messages that are part of our family money history. Mm-hmm. So if you come from a family where money, the topic of money is taboo, it's not discussed, there's not a lot of teaching moments that take place, then it's going to be difficult for you to make that transition to, opening up and trying to do it differently. And I think that's part of the reason I got involved in this, was to really provide a set of guidelines, because I'm not alone. I mean, I think that generation in particular and previous generations really looked at money and discussing money as a taboo. So yes, and of course, he was smart. He had good professionals on board, ultimately, but it wasn't healthy, particularly for us, to not have a role model on how to have these conversations, how to plan for the future. And so, yeah, I mean, I scrambled when my mom died. I put myself into business school. I worked my way through. I eventually got my CPA, and I developed a career in finance, which was largely informed by my personal experience. And of course, creating this money talk is a extension of that.
So your past experience in your early life, in your early childhood, was your main goal in writing this book. How important is it, though, to have money talks when divorcing or getting married again? Because not everyone has a successful second marriage. There's a lot of times when problems crop up that are hard to reconcile with.
Yeah, I think the statistics on second marriages, success rate is lower than that of the first. So yes, when you enter particularly a second marriage, you come with a real money history, right? You come with assets, liabilities, whatever your financial situation, that's where you are. And so does this new partner. So my recommendation is, as when you enter marriage, there should be full disclosure and transparency should be the objective. So you want to make sure each other knows, you know, what are the parts of my balance sheet, or what does my cash flow look like? Am I going to have to make compromises in my lifestyle? How am I going to merge if there are children involved? How am I going to merge different money cultures? Because remember, we all come with this unique history. And money, I talk about money personalities. I mean, those are defined by how you acquire, how you use, and how you manage money. And these personalities, you can actually create a moneygram, a family history, so you can see how it all plays out across generations. So when you're merging two family units, it can be very complicated. I mean, just think of all the personalities and all the disparate culture that each family, the different cultures that each family.
Absolutely.
So you have to figure out how you're going to merge all that, and you're going to, what kind of compromises you need to make. But I've seen this done very successfully, and it's typically driven by someone who really brings that notion of openness and transparency to the conversation.
I don't have too much time before this next break, but what happens when a younger, I've seen this happen, second wife and her husband passes on, she takes everything, so his children get nothing when their father dies. It causes so much pain and anger. Should the father have discussed his wishes while he was still alive, but it's too late?
Well, it's too late, of course, but you know, there are ways to, yes, the conversations need to take place with, you know, professionals who have expertise on how to create an estate plan that recognizes children from the first marriage, of course, right? I've had so many examples that I've heard from friends and clients where that didn't happen. And so everything was left in the example that you gave, where it sounds like the wife died. She left everything, you know, and I love you, Will. She left everything to her husband, who then married the second time. And of course, there was no provision for, it sounds like, for taking care of the children for the first marriage. And there are ways to structure estate plans, put things in trust, particularly for the kids of the first marriage. You really want to protect the interests of each family unit. And having conversations, bringing this up, I mean, look, we all deal with sudden physical emergencies where somebody comes down with cancer or has a stroke or has to go in the hospital for surgery. And my recommendation is obviously not to wait until an emergency like that occurs, but think it through in advance. If you're entering a second marriage, you want to make sure that you protected the assets. If there are children, you want to make sure that you've had conversations with those kids to explain to them what mom is leaving for you in a separate trust. So my point is, it's all about thinking ahead. People will make decisions without carefully considering all the options and without engaging the family members who are being impacted.
Right. And making plans. And I've got to go on a quick break. We're talking to Lori Sackler, author of The M Word, The Money Talk, on how to talk to your family on wills, inheritances, and so much more. I'm Jesse Fries. We'll be right back with Lori Sackler.